1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Linda Kenyon in Washington. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock rallying ahead of Tuesday's Senate runoff election.
The whole world is watching Georgia one more time.
Senator Warnock faces Republican Herschel Walker. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The Republican challenger has repeatedly struggled to combat controversial headlines, ranging from allegations of domestic abuse to revelations of tax records indicating his primary home is in Texas, not Georgia. Democrats say the controversies cut to Walker's character.
The Supreme Court hears a case this week involving a Colorado business owner who refuses to provide services for same-sex weddings. Here's KCNC's Olivia Young.
The case centers around Littleton designer Lori Smith. She wants to expand her business, 303 Creative, to begin offering wedding websites, but says her faith prevents her from doing so for same-sex marriages. Now, Colorado has a public accommodation law requiring businesses to provide services to anyone. So even though Smith has not been asked to make a wedding website for a same-sex couple, she is suing the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, saying the law violates her constitutional right to free speech.
Free speech is one thing, says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, but former President Trump's remarks are quite another.
Donald Trump is out of control and a danger to our democracy.
Trump posted on Truth Social that the Constitution should be suspended and he should be reinstated as president. Iran is disbanding its morality police after protests following the death of a young woman for breach of the strict dress code, the BBC's Mike Thompson.
This is a significant concession by a clerical-led regime that until now has made none. The wearing of a hijab or head covering for women in the Islamic Republic has been mandatory since the early 1980s and rigorously reinforced in July. Yet the move, designed to help curb unrest, may actually increase it by emboldening protesters who have called for a strike on Monday.
Waukesha, Wisconsin holds its annual Christmas parade today. WDJT-TV's Ellie Nakamoto White.
The first float will feature six snowflakes as a memorial tribute to the six lives lost when Daryl Brooks drove through the parade.
We wanted to remember the victims, survivors, the families, the first responders. There are so many people that were affected last year.
Boos for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson in his first game since returning from an 11-game suspension for sexual misconduct. And CBS News is mourning the death of one of its own. Diane James has died of cancer. She worked with us here at CBS for more than 30 years and served in many capacities. She was 68. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with the lows around 23. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Overcast skies, partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 13. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us the same number. It's Election Day. Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance, is here. Let's go to the phone lines. And Karina, is she on?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, thank you. You have a question or comment?
Coming.
Go ahead.
I've been listening to you, Earl, and honestly, you open up a lot for me. And people who vote for Republicans, I'm not exactly sure what they see and hear, but what I hear is chauvinism, racism, fanatic religious belief. All of it brings us to a medieval, back straight to medieval. Those people are concentrating only on their possibility of wealth, because the wealthy people is only 3% in this country. So it's just an unbelievable, stupid, stuck on stupid dream.
Karina's got that down pat, right? She was saying they're going to bring us back to the dark ages. I just want to remind folks the retroactive abortion banning abortion, even in the case of rape and incest in the life of the mother here in Wisconsin, dates back to 1859. Not only is that before women had the right to vote in this country, it is before the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were ratified. Those happened in the 1860s. If you don't know what those are, those were the constitutional amendments that said we are not going to treat people differently because of their race in this country. So before our Constitution recognized the equality of black men with white men in this country, we had banned abortion in the state before women had the right to vote. That is the Dark Ages by any measure. Who else we got on the line, Earl?
Karina, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, and Paul, Maggie. Good to hear your voice. Really quickly, at the end of the day, I agree with Maggie on the sense that, yes, the president is not completely responsible for all the inflation that we're seeing. However, he is a big component of it as well. And what I mean by that is the fact of the matter is this, is that when he announced the other day, or just a couple days ago, that we're going to shut all coal plants down in the United States, what are you going to replace that with? And you know, if you don't, we don't have that in place right now. And so what you actually do, you're artificially increasing energy prices by eliminating sources of energy that is currently used.
Yeah, but Dave, he's not going to flick a switch and right. All of a sudden all the coal plants shut down, right?
No, but if you do look at what he has done, he's used the Army Corps of Engineers to block. There's many protests with blocking pipelines. New York State has no more natural gas for stoves anymore. Same thing in California.
That's not exactly true. That is an exaggeration.
That is not true.
There are concerns about the natural gas supply, but there's not a single household in the state of New York that hasn't gotten their natural gas to date.
This is a question
about what our long-term strategy is to deal with climate change. And we either have to talk about fossil fuels, and I totally agree. I will say this emphatically with you. This ain't a light switch, and if we approach it like that, we will have energy crises. Absolutely. We have to figure out how to make this transition as a society, as an economy. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see weather effects that will decimate populations. Those are our options. So a president talking about we need to move away from coal doesn't result in immediate inflation. That's just, it's not true. This is complicated, right? Let me put it to you this way, Maggie. Okay.
When you are actually limiting supply, when you're blocking pipelines, I'm not talking about the Keystone. I'm talking about a lot of other pipelines in the United States.
So name them. Which ones have stopped flowing under Biden? That were flowing before and aren't flowing now.
They're trying to block the pipeline up in northern Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yes, but it hasn't happened.
That they are pushing it to close it down. If they do that within the next year, there will be a massive amount of natural gas that will be cut offline.
Again, it's not closed down now, so you cannot pin inflation now on that issue. And my question to you is fundamentally this. Do you believe that we have to have a long-term and medium-term conversation about the impact of continued fossil fuel use on the environment? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe we should have that conversation.
Great. Well, there's a place of commonality. I agree, and I think we both agree that we have to have that conversation in an economically reasonable way so as not to create economic crisis. Do you think Joe Biden wants to create an economic crisis for the middle class in dealing with climate policy?
Well, he should not be. Okay, let's put it this way. He should not be using up our strategic reserves for the idea of the fact because we're stopping the ability of refineries to expand, to increase capacity. We need to increase capacity. Even the liquid natural gas has been clamoring for more capacity because we are maxed out as to what we can do as far as producing the amount of liquid natural gas. And the fact of the matter is, the last major refinery in the United States that was built was in the mid-70s. And we added a little bit here and there, but that's ridiculous. And so because of the increase of population,
do you think increasing capacity will help or hurt overall climate change? And if it's going to hurt, what do we do to maintain what I would call energy access in a way that doesn't harm the middle class other than just blaming Joe Biden for all of it?
What's the policy solution? I would go with natural gas right now because it's a very low CO2 emission fossil fuel.
So natural gas is the bridge to less carbon, and that's what you're offering. Okay, then how do we get finally to a place where we are not increasing the temperature over 1.5 degrees within the next 20 years, which climate scientists say will be catastrophic? That isn't going to be enough. Natural gas is not going to be enough.
I would go with hydrogen. I would go with nuclear. I would go with hydro. I would go with, because keep in mind, wind turbines.
Okay, so we should be having that discussion.
The wind is blowing.
Okay, so we should be having those discussions. Do you also think we should be having a discussion about how to secure and manage our energy grid? And isn't this precisely what Joe Biden is talking about? So return to point one. Joe Biden talking about the things that we need to do does not have an immediate impact on gas prices today or inflation today. That is a nuanced and complicated
If you're telling people that you can no longer get oil out of the ground,
that's
or if you can't build pipelines, That affects the futures market.
I understand the futures market quite well. He didn't say we're cutting off coal production today. He was talking about exactly the complexity that you and I are trying to chop and are chopping it up about. That these things.
He shouldn't have said that. We're moving into this fast transition, and I don't want us to have the situation we got going in Europe.
All right, Dave, I'm sorry, but we've got to go to a break. When we come back, the next voice you'll hear will be Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Be right back.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I just, before I go to the phone lines, I just don't get it. You know, life is too short, right? In the twinkling of an eye, it's over. Why waste it all bickering and arguing about I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican? What the hell is that? Divided government again. So on the state level, nothing will get done. The people's business won't get done. On the national level, divided government, things won't get done. So why is the government divided? Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear somebody say to me and to this listening audience explain why the government is divided. Look, Generation Z, you know, they're young enough, and the generation before them, they're not bogged down in this madness. I think the older we get, the more insane we become, when it should be the other way around. Wisdom should come with age. And the older we get, the more we should start understanding things better. I think to a degree that is the case. You know, I remember a wise man saying that you really don't understand what the life is until you reach the age of 70. And then by the time you reach the age of 70, it's almost time to check out. But then you understand what the life is. But to continue this crazy bickering about politics. I mean, you know, I'm on the air. I talk about politics because it's there. And I know people. I'm so happy it's over for now. But as I said before, people are planning right now to continue this for the next 2 years. Let's deal with hunger. Let's deal with giving people a fair shot in the world, not just in America. Why would you be opposed to giving another fellow citizen of the world a fair shot at life? They didn't do anything to you. Why is it that we must always be superior to somebody else? What is that? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. CJ?
Morning, Earl. Well, you know, you and I have gone around and around and around for, I don't know, over a year now. And you're right. Yeah, it's time for a break. But I think politics, we realize as we get older that it is an important part of our life because it touches all of our lives. Education for our kids, our grandkids, and you know, I'm trying to be more open-minded. I know you may not think so, Earl, but I am. I do care about kids, whether they're in my small town of Stoughton or in a big city of Milwaukee. And that's why it's important to me, because I think all kids deserve a fair shot. And I think they're distracted by what's important or what they believe is important. And I think it's all distractions on what could make their life better or their future kids' lives better. So, yeah, I think politics is a big part of our lives as we get older.
So listen, man. So politics is only a part of life. It shouldn't overwhelm one's life. It's a piece. And unfortunately, it's gotten to be too big a piece of everyday life. And so on both sides. And so, you know, there are people who feel dejected because the Republicans didn't have this red wave. Who gives a rip? People are trying to live. They're trying to make it. And so we live in a society that leads people to believe who don't have material things that their life has less value than somebody who has these things. That's crazy to me. We live in a society where, again, a person who is a Republican may think that they've got their answers are more important than somebody who's a Democrat and vice versa. That's crazy to me. And yet, those kinds of things, as we talk about politics, and you say it's a big part of, you know, our lives as we get older, I think it's foolhardy. What should happen when we're talking about politics, it should be how we can bring everybody together, not how we can separate people even more. How is it
possible? I agree.
Not what's happening, man.
Well, I see politics as ideas on how to do that, Earl. And that's the difference between...
Hey, CJ.
We all want the same thing.
No, we don't. Hey, CJ. Politics are dividing people. You can't see that?
I think we're more divided now than we were 30 years ago.
Because of the politics of today.
No, well, it's for what people use as weapons of politics.
Yeah.
Race is now the issue, you know, and I'm trying not to get in too deep, but...
Well, hold on. We got to go to break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. Tom, I see you. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
My husband, Alex Hesse, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with the lows around 23. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34, overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 13. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 37.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of... Dr. Craig of Citizen Action. I was up late last night. Let's go to Sophia. Hey, Sophia, thank you, from Waukesha. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I kind of differ with your guest there today.
Okay.
I am a Republican. But Tim Michaels was not a good candidate. And then also the fact that Donald Trump came out a couple days before the election and started talking about what he was going to go in 2 weeks. He's going to give some big bombshell, which means probably he's going to run. I think that a lot of people, as a Republican, I'm tired of Donald Trump. Now, I didn't vote for either Republican yesterday, and that's the first time in my life that I didn't.
So what was it about Tim Michaels, you know, that you, you know, didn't feel he was worthy of your vote?
I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
And what he said about, how do I put this? The things he said about, you know, gay people, they can do something in their home, but
right.
they can't, shouldn't
yeah,
go out.
He said a lot of horrible things, no question.
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible. And I watched Waukesha County, which is generally Republican. It was going blue. I mean, it was basically people were voting the opposite way because he's well known in Waukesha County. I don't like the fact that he doesn't live here. I don't like the fact that he doesn't tell the truth. You know, I'm a Republican like my parents were a Republican, and I believe in the truth. And if you can't tell the truth, then you shouldn't be running.
So was
and
there,
that's where...
Was there any pushback?
That's Tony Evers... Tony Evers won on the truth.
Was there any pushback?
The rest of my...
Was there any pushback with you because they brought him in and railroaded Rebecca Clefish? Did that play any role in your thoughts?
That bothered me. But I know Michaels to be a liar. I mean, right now I can't give you the information that I'm.
No, you don't have to.
Attorney. No, but there is going to be something coming out about him. I didn't want to do it prior to the election because of the fact I wanted it to be run clean. I figured he wouldn't win because of what he is, but eventually you're going to find out what he is.
Do you think the Republican Party was aware of it and decided to back him anyway?
No, I don't think they knew what I know. He's kept it quite hidden. Other than the fact that the circuit court knows what in Waukesha County knows.
So we don't want to get into any of those things on the air.
That's why I'm telling you I don't want to, right, and that's why I don't want to say anything until it all comes out. However, when he said he wanted to be the head of law enforcement in this state, he can't even be the head of law enforcement in his own family. And I'll leave it at that. And you can try to figure out what I mean by that.
Hey, Sophia, thank you very much.
It has nothing to do with his children, okay? Earl, I'm going to call you again sometime because I like listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Dr. Craig.
Very interesting call from Sophia. Obviously, we don't know what she was talking about in the second half, so I guess we'll wait to see what comes out, or whether Mr. Michaels was able to prevent it from coming out, whatever it is. But what she said at the beginning is really interesting, and I think contributes a lot to the conversation, because it is a firsthand perspective that the Trump visit and the association of Trump with Michaels, I mean, he got the nomination in the primary because he was the Trump candidate, may have harmed him in some suburban areas. Obviously, she's talking about Waukesha County, but I think Ozaukee County is the same thing. Now, it's still a Republican voting county. What we're talking about here is Waukesha County. I believe the last numbers I saw, Earl, 62% right. Republican this election instead of 75%. So that 13% is huge in the statewide count because it's the third largest county in the state. But it's still a Republican county. But so I have no doubt that what Sophia is saying is true because it's reflected in these numbers. But what you just remember, I talked about how important base turnout was and how high it was that Mandela brought on the Democratic side to the ticket. Well, by associating himself with Trump and bringing him in, he increased turnout massively in a lot of the more rural, deep red areas of the state. So there's a trade-off. So it's a little hard to tell with Michaels how much he lost and gained in the transaction, because he also gained turnout, and he needed massive turnout to be competitive, and Johnson needed massive turnout to potentially win a very close race. And so it's not like they could have been conventional Republicans of the Tommy Thompson variety and still not lost just because they would have lost on turnout. So that's the challenge here, though there is critique that the Trump visits to Arizona and Pennsylvania were not helpful. So Sophia is giving us a similar view from the ground here, and here referring to Waukesha County here.
You know, Dr. Craig, I want to go back to before we went to break. I was saying that these young progressives who were there with Mandela and pushed the Democratic Party, a centrist Democratic Party, and you said that there was something that I said that you wanted to add on before we went to break.
Yeah, there's a complexity to what's happened to the Democratic Party. It is a much more progressive party than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 28% of Democrats said that, you know, were self-identified as liberal or progressive. And I was, the media doesn't report on this, I was going into the deep crosstabs of polls to find out in Wisconsin what it is now. It's about 55 to 58% progressive, okay, or liberal. So you can't ignore the majority of the party. On the other hand, unlike the Republicans where the MAGA wing dominates, you still got 40-45% of voters being in the moderate wing with Tony Evers. So what we really have here is we have a party that is a coalition between those two wings. And the nice thing about this ticket, having Mandela as a U.S. Senate candidate and Tony Evers the gubernatorial candidate, is we had both wings of the party accommodated, and we got the strengths of both in this election. And that's why I'm so worried about the establishment wing of the party deciding that we should do only the Evers approach to politics. That will damage our turnout so dramatically among the rising voters, voters who are more regular voters, younger voters, a lot of young voters of color, that it will doom us to losing. So in a weird sort of way, both sides of the party need each other, need to recognize that. And some of the firebrand radical progressives, and I'm radical, but I want to get I also want to recognize how long it's going to take. make, right, to get to things like Medicare for All. And so, and it's going to take a lot of progress over time. And so they need to understand you can't just dismiss the moderate wing of the party, even though it's smaller. We still can't win without Tony Evers and the folks that are closer to him ideologically.
You know, Dr. Craig, I always like to challenge where people say if somebody's radical because they have a vision or an idea of including everybody. That shouldn't be radical, right? I mean, we use that term, and in some instances, you know, you can people will exchange or interchange the term radical with crazy. And so they can dismiss that. Well, he's a radical. Well, you know, if people are willing to stand up and tell the truth and about things, that shouldn't be a negative connotation, right? I mean,
no.
But most
of the public is radical, Earl, because most of the public doesn't like the way things are now and wants change, right?
Right. Right. So that's,
I mean, including Republicans, including the MAGA wing, they're just misguided as to what change we need that would help people, right?
Yes.
So, and, you know, you think about it. You think of income inequality. You think that we used to have relatively even distribution of the gains, the economic growth of this country between working-class folks, middle-class folks, and wealthy people in this country. It's all been skewed the last 40 years by the rigging of the economy, where everyone who is not ultra-rich is getting a smaller share. If we just had the same level of equality we had in the mid-1970s, people wouldn't be so vulnerable to inflation. You wouldn't have 40% of households in the United States not being able to afford a surprise $400 bill.
Right.
That's why inflation is such a big issue. So the fact that they've made people so economically vulnerable, they then use to their advantage and run against Joe Biden and Democrats. So there's a horrendous irony here. And what the problem with the split result, Earl, is it's going to be harder for democracy to function. Evers will not be able to legislate. The legislature will not be able to override his vetoes. Same in Congress. If we end up with a Republican House, even if the Senate is narrowly Democratic and a Democratic president, then people will be frustrated because democracy won't function because we can't do the things we actually need to do. And that's the problem with this split decision. We actually need a Democratic majority that can actually implement what most people want in this country, which is a better deal for most people.
You know, Dr. Craig, there'll be people who will say, you just had the Democratic majority and you couldn't get it done. I agree with you 100%. And the reason that we couldn't get it done was two conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
Even with the things that President Biden was able to move, we had this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do some big things, and because of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, all of that was wasted. Well, not totally wasted, because there's some positive things that happened, but the agenda that all of us dreamt for and wished for and were hopeful of, you know, we're not going to see that again for a long time to come, because as you stated, on the state level as well as on the national level, nothing's going to get done. And this is a time, Dr. Craig, when there needs to be something done, right? People need to see movement. They can't stand to be stuck in a stalemate when they are struggling.
I mean, one thing that we can capitalize on here to give a little bit of a silver lining, by getting the Inflation Reduction Act done and the infrastructure law, There's a whole bunch of money out there that this administration, through their administrative authority and the administrative authority of Governor Evers and of cities in this state, blue cities like Milwaukee and Madison, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Racine, et cetera, can actually improve people's lives with if we do it right. So there is more opportunity because even though we didn't get everything we wanted, if you really add it up, President Biden had one of the most successful first 2 years of any president in the 20th century or early 21st century, and a lot was passed, including the most serious climate legislation ever passed in this country, and it's going to be an economic engine if we do it right for really creating a large number of middle-class family-supporting jobs for everyone left out and for everyone who wants to move into the fast-growing green economy, which is a lot of folks, a lot of middle-class folks need better opportunity. And so there are opportunities here. Obviously, the fact that we didn't do a lot of popular things because of the filibuster and two senators being loyal to this Jim Crow institution, it not only would not get things like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the number of other popular provisions that would have lowered prescription drug costs for everyone, not just folks on Medicare.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to an Election Day edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I hope we didn't scare off, you folk on the other side of things who are used to calling. The phone lines are open for you. But as I said from the top, you know, I've got the Dawn of Resistance, Miss Maggie Dawn, who is a corporate counsel for Milwaukee County. Corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, and my good friend Robert Miranda, a veteran, Marine veteran. They're well-spoken, they're well-educated, and I'm glad they are here. Robert, you know, when you have looked at, as you have, and I know because we've talked about it, what is taking place in this country? And again, you being a veteran, and you see all of these people who are willing to destroy this country if they don't get their way. All of these Republicans who right now are saying, if we lose, then we're not accepting the loss. And then you've got people who have made threats to at poll workers, Robert. The poor poll worker. What have they done to receive the kinds of and then these people call themselves patriots, Robert. Let's talk a little bit about from you being a veteran, putting your life on the line, and you hear people who call themselves patriots, you know, and having busted a grate.
Well, I've seen this kind of nonsense go on in different parts of the world, in countries that I've been stationed in or have been deployed to. And, you know, a lot of what I see here that replicates a lot of stuff that's going on in different parts of the world. You could point to these terrorist groups, these domestic terrorist groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters.
The Boogaloo Boys.
Boogaloos and all these guys act like Hezbollah or the Taliban or whatever other different terrorist organization operates in these countries to subjugate the people in those countries. And these boys are the same model, the same mentality, in that you will do what we want you to do, and you will vote the way we want you to vote, and you will act the way we want you to act, and you will support what we want you to support. And this is the kind of damage, this is the kind of danger that we're talking about. When you got groups like that being allowed to attain mainstream status, like they were able to attain that status under the great turd himself, and be able to advance their message so that numbskulls out there like that Paul guy and all the other moonshiners out there who continue to just all they want is for themselves to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to be happy. But if you want to be happy, you have to also understand that to be happy in this country, the country has to be stable. And the idea of stability is a key part of our democracy. If we can maintain stability, everybody will be happy. But when you got these groups and being egged on by a major political party to undermine that stability, then what you have is the growth of a cult and a growth of a fascist dictatorship that is going to undermine everything that this country has stood for the past 200 years.
Maggie?
And this young lady, the number two over at the Milwaukee Election Commission, and this young lady, it was a good thing that she was caught, because as you pointed out, Rojo has said he will not accept the outcome of the election.
He's not alone, man.
And even Tim Michaels, the guy running for governor, has said, well, if he becomes governor, the Republican Party will never lose an election again. These guys are dead set serious in establishing a one-party dictatorship in this country that we all as Americans, all of us, no matter what party line we are in, no matter what community we represent, if we are about a democratic republic, a democratic representative government, have to stand up and say, you know what, I may not agree with the issues of these people here, but at least, they're not about destroying the one true system that allows me to advance my voice without being hassled or without being imprisoned by a government that is going to create itself and become a tyrannical system. I'm going to vote for democracy.
Maggie?
Yeah. Robert is naming a lot of key factors here. Fundamentally, there are so many basic rights that are at risk. This isn't just about bodily autonomy and health access equity. Those things are critical, and people should vote if they believe that religion must take a back seat to the secular processes of democracy, right? But beyond that, undermining our democratic process is free speech. And when you have folks like Carrie Lake and Donald Trump saying that libel law laws should be loosened so that the press can be attacked, that election workers who simply executed their democratic functions should be subject to criminal prosecution. When you have Eric Toney saying that district attorneys should be able to cross county boundaries to prosecute doctors who help women in life-saving decisions about whether or not to carry a life-threatening pregnancy to term. It is all of this that is swirling about. Listen, in democracies where we embrace free speech, and I do believe that on the right and the left, on the right and the left, there has been a canceling or an inability or unwillingness to debate people that disagree with you. We have to allow folks like Paul to say whatever dumb thing that Paul might want to say that reveals his own racism. And then we get to engage and respond to that, right? That is the heartbeat here. And hopefully through that dialogue that isn't just screaming at one another, we can actually show the merits of some of what we have to say. But the key there is that in the end, the election process is held sacrosanct. And we need to point fingers at folks like Joe Manchin and others who didn't want to move on protecting voting rights at the federal level. This is a fundamental problem. It disenfranchises young people. It disenfranchises mobile workers. It disenfranchises black and brown folk, elderly folk, disabled folk. We need to be focusing on these basic principles and willing to engage with those that vehemently disagree with us on any platform at any time.
So listen, it's election day. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.